Christmas Eve meditation will talk about how in Jesus we find our deepest hope, peace, joy, and love, taken from some of the passages which show the promises of God. These are the theme of our Advent candle, which will be lit a little bit later in the service yet. And we lit the four candles around already in the Advent season, which were the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And we finally tonight will be lighting the white candle, which is the Christ candle, because Christ is born. And we hear about this candle of hope, which is a waiting for the shepherd to come to the people who are waiting for him on earth. And we read about the hope that the Lord brings through this passage in Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. When Jesus was born, the gulf between God and humanity was overcome, and a bridge was built, bringing us hope in the Lord. They say that he was like a shoot coming out of the dry stump, like this little plant. He is a holy God who is coming to dwell with a sinful people. He's a God who is spirit, but he's coming to live with a people who are of flesh, made of bone and muscle like you and I are. And we see the joining of the spirit and the flesh in this little baby, the little baby boy, Jesus, born in the manger. He has come as the great promise that God would never forget to come for his people, that he had not abandoned them, that he was going to fulfill all his promises that they had placed their hopes in. This is one of their phrases in Psalm 71:5. The Lord has been our hope. And here in Jesus, he's fulfilling that hope. Though we do not understand the ways of the Lord has come to earth in Jesus to have us come to know him and to understand him and understand his ways. Our Lord is one to renew our strength and to help us finish our races, to complete the courses we are now on. And all of us have a different race to run. All of us have a different course to go on. But the Lord will help us. Put your hope in God. And then we lit a candle of peace, remembering that God is a God who brings us peace in Jesus. Isaiah 9:6-7, the wonderful promise here. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. When Jesus is born, he takes his place as the ruling heavenly king over his people, as was always the best case scenario for Israel. The peace he brings surpasses all conditions and circumstances that develop here on planet Earth. The peace of God, in truth, passes all understanding. He, the Lord Jesus, has been designated as the Prince of Peace. So he knows his business, and he knows how to bring this peace about, the peace of the Lord, which is the best and the most lasting peace of all. In the Lord's kingdom, in Jesus' kingdom, there is the best rule possible. His governance is sublime and beautiful, astute and wise. He knows how to bring peace on earth and goodwill to men. God is the Lord of peace. Remember that this evening as you go into Christmas Day tomorrow. And then we lit the pink candle of joy. And it's pink because there's the red of the blood of Jesus with the white of the promises that he would come and be with his people. Or it could be the blend of purple and white, the purple representing kind of our coming with an expectation of Advent, remembering we are coming, longing for God to be present in our broken and sinful world. And then the white of fulfillment of Christmas Day. And so this candle of joy we have lit, remembering Jesus and anticipating him coming again. And in Isaiah 44, there's the theme. Remember these things, Jacob. For you, Israel, are my servant. I have made you, you are my servant. Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, you earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. This is the meaning of Jesus being born the King of the Jews. It means to bring songs of joy out of us, which is why we sing so much this Christmas Eve and through the Christmas season. O little town of Bethlehem, it came upon a midnight clear, a glorious song of old. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O holy night, O night divine. We are singing for joy with the Lord. Because the Lord remembers Israel and keeps them in his view and under his own protection and care. Just think of Daniel in the lion's den or Jonah in the belly of the fish. God keeps them in his view and he takes care of his people. He is calling his people to sing and rejoice. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord has delighted in creating us as a people who respond to promises fulfilled, the provision by the Lord for life itself, the coming into place of promises fulfilled by rejoicing and singing songs. We rejoice, we sing these songs because the Lord provides for life itself, which we emphasize and celebrate by having a shared meal, a table laden with good things that we're soon going to share. In fact, music is the lifeblood of our worship. There are Christian churches today who believe that there should be no music played, just sung, that the most pure instrument is your voice of your own, and they sing a cappella. I think they're woefully wrong. I think they're missing a great deal because the Lord says in Psalm 150, "Yet every instrument praise the Lord. Let all the instruments," they used to blow trumpets around the temple walls and in the temple itself and had lyres like harps and We have a harp, in fact, but also the piano is like a type of harp. And we just know that music is lifeblood. We sing these songs and music fills the air and it stirs us. Longing for peace, longing for hope, longing for joy. Music helps us express our joy in the Lord in the best ways possible. And then we lit one more candle, number four. It's the candle of love. The candle of love we light because we're waiting for the Son, who is God's love, come into reality, into the world. And we read about that love in Psalm 17. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Because God is a God of unfailing love, he ushers us into the economy of love where adoptive fathers like Joseph truly love their children. Even Jesus, who is from another spiritual father, an acknowledged miracle of God, Joseph loved him as his own son. And God showers us with love, and as we love him, we learn to love our neighbor generously and openly and freely. We are ready to embrace the world. We praise the Lord for his deep and abiding love found in Jesus Christ, the one who was born in a manger but who died on a cross for us. Because God so loved the world that whoever believes in his Son shall not perish but have eternal life. May we express the love for Jesus every day and not forget. Let us remember that as we light the white Christ candle. Jesus loves us and we love him. Let's share that with the world. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you that the center of the world is Jesus, who is the one through whom all was created and through whom everything is redeemed for all who have faith and trust in him. We pray, Lord, that you may answer our questions, that you may overcome our doubts, that you will help us to truly believe in the promise of hope, peace, joy, and love in this Christmas season. We thank you, Lord, that this very evening we have been able to express our love and we've been able to rejoice through the songs we sing. Help us do this now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.